So the first one is just for those that, for the thinkers, the grounders. It's literally I don't know if I can do it with this. I'll just go right on this. I'll just go across. All right. What you're gonna do is it's like being a bull. And what you're doing is you're scraping the earth. So often, we don't even know where the earth is. And this is a good one to sort of warm you up. And feel what it feels like to be a bull. It's like, oh, boy. Now, you should do this every day when you walk, right before you walk out your door into the world. It's like, I am so freaking ready. All right.
And then with the voice, we're going to do the riding stance and punch. This is in martial arts. Every martial art that has ever existed has used this as the primary method of learning to move chi energy. So you start with one hand here, out in front, one hand on your hip. And then you're going to punch. And as you punch, you're going to, fifth chakra, we're going to call kyap. And kyup sounds like this. Hup! 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 That's the sound that the physical life purpose point makes. And when you come from the life purpose point, you really feel that your punch does not go out. As Americans, we are under the delusion that a positive action is something that goes out. A positive action is something that is completely contained within. So as hard as you punch out, you punch back simultaneously. So there's an even and equal punch.
In martial arts, the element within the art is when you see a great martial artist, they never are left out after a kick. So for instance, when they kick and they don't go kick. They kick and they're back. Kick back. Kick back. They never lose their center. The whole objective in martial arts is to learn how to move and dance through life and never lose your center. So when you're punching, you're not punch, 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 where you're leaving energy, you are learning to hold all of your energy in the core. Help! 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 Nothing lost, a lot gained. So you're building chi force by doing that. Everybody with me? Okay, so together. Get a nice wide stance. It's called riding stance. And let's begin. Hold. And now, two. So it's and really, be very aware that you aren't going anywhere. You're right here. Punch. Punch. You're doing, all the power comes from the core, not from as we would as Americans. This is how I taught tennis as well. American tennis players are taught to lean into the ball. Okay, Europeans are taught, we're going to play from back here, please. And we can beat you, you stupid Americans, all day long. Because we're not wasting any energy like you are. It's just our culture. Our culture is always headstrong. We're going to do it. We're going to do it our way, the American way. Leaning your head in. That's what we do. You know, that's how you get your head chopped off. So it's really important. Center. Europeans and Far East understood that. They're just older than we are as a culture. Okay, so two punches now. Chance. All right. Bring a towel or a rope with you outside, and you want to wrap it around a tree, and you want to move that tree. You pull it as hard as you possibly can. You get your foot up against it. You say, "You're coming with me," and you want that tree, and you make sure that that tree moves at least a micron every day. And then put that rope down and then push it back in place. Lean into it, push it as hard as you can, push it back into place. Okay? You go outside and do that, and you do that every day. All of these exercises, you do them every day for 30 days minimum, and you will start understanding something about the way you live your life. You will start moving energy in a different way. That tree represents what your ego thinks is what your life purpose is. Okay, that is representative of what defense is like. It will never move, it will never go anywhere, it will never do anything you want it to do, but you learn to be unbelievably strong by trying to make it. So when you do that, you are strengthening all the muscles in your back, all the muscles you need, all your will muscles, all that I need, I want, you need to go with me, I'm going this way, you need you, I want to go this way. And you're strengthening all the muscles in the front, pushing into things and pushing into it. And that's just what you've done in your life. You've chosen to be a certain person, probably one you're not. But you have, and you have worked so hard to make that the thing that you're going to drag with you, and it doesn't budge. It keeps you completely stuck in life. But while you've been doing that, you've been becoming incredibly strong. That's what wounds do. That's what defense does. It makes you strong enough at some point to decide, oh, the tree doesn't move. But I do. See ya. And you literally just walk away from this thing that you were trying for years to move. So symbolically, you allow the tree to show you that when you try to move an immovable object, which is a thought, which is a vow, you always lose. Always. Not just some of the time. Every time. So you can't choose to try to make it do something it can't do. You just have to move on with your life. Okay? So very symbolic and very good for the muscles. Okay? You got to be strong. You're going to have to be physically strong, emotionally strong, spiritually strong to make the types of choices that you all are going to need to make to live an empowered life. And that means you're going to need to do some work to get there. Working out. Okay?